100.3 The River.
Quality rock and true variety.
Man, everything is underway actually here tonight at Blue Castellani. Thank you very much. We have been giving away all the birthday presents as we celebrate 1 year of 100.3 The River, and we want to say thanks to Knoxville and East Tennessee for your tremendous support to this point. And we're giving, I guess, East Tennessee a birthday gift tonight because we're thrilled to have the Indigo Girls back in Knoxville. And Donnie, I just slid backstage, and I'm kind of hanging with Amy and Emily. And ladies, thank you so much for playing our birthday party.
Our pleasure. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. It's good to have you back in Knoxville, Tennessee. It's been about 3.5 years, I think, since you were last here.
It's hard to keep track, but I always enjoy playing in Knoxville. Got some friends here. Like the vibe.
Yeah, you definitely do have some friends here, as the show sold out in about 25 minutes, and it has been Indigo Girls frenzy for the past couple of weeks, man.
Sorry about that. How's that for a birthday present?
It's very, very good. Congratulations on the new album. That's a tremendous piece of work, and we were all just waiting and waiting and waiting, and suddenly, there it is, Become You.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have it out, and we're just happy to be playing. That's what we're about, you know, playing shows.
That's right, and most of the time, you've got the whole full band that you travel with, but every now and then you spring up and you kind of pop up and do one of these unplugged acoustic gigs.
Yeah, we try to split it up, actually, through the year, but it seems like we've played with a band more recently than not, and so this is a really good break, and just playing alone, playing some clubs. We've been playing clubs for a couple months now, and it's been really special.
Just kind of a different perspective, I guess, on the music, huh?
Yeah, like a close perspective.
Yeah. You take off... What, overseas very, very soon?
We're going to Europe at the end of this month and into May. We'll probably spend about 3 weeks over there, do some Western Europe dates and some UK dates, and then come back and we'll start our summer shed tour of the U.S. right around Memorial Day weekend, sometime near there.
A totally different perspective on a show from Blue Cats here tonight to playing the big sheds and just massive amounts of people.
Well, it's all fun. It's a different kind. I mean, I have to say I prefer the intimate shows. This is going to be a blast tonight, but... there's a different kind of excitement that happens in a shed. You know, everyone's feeling good. They're sitting outside. It's summertime. You're with your friends and your loved ones. So that's cool, too. And we'll be back with the band. They're like our little family. So for me and Amy, it's all good.
And you talk about family. Here today, people brought lawn chairs and towels and blankets, and they had them all spread out, and they were ordering pizza and making sandwiches outside. You've got, like, this group of people that follow you everywhere.
Yeah, we've got a core group that are they show up and... they're cool. They're cool people. Most of them are like activists, and they're political, and they love music, and they're very open-minded. And so, you know, it's good to have good fans. We appreciate our fans.
And they are passionate about you. One of the things that you are passionate about is Honor the Earth. We were very privileged, and we thank you for your help in this. We were able to auction off tickets, passes to meet the two of you here tonight, as well as a complete Indigo Girls CD catalog to some people. Just over $600. Someone paid for that. And that goes to Honor the Earth.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. Honor the Earth is a group that Amy and I helped start many, many years ago now. And basically what it is to raise money and awareness for Native American, indigenous groups for environmental purposes or sustainable living, building back up of the communities through language, whatever the issues may be. So, and Amy and I have done tours in the past where we actually go and play in cities and on reservations and do concerts to try to raise that awareness and money. So it's really helpful to have your support here as well for Honor the Earth. Right now we're about to fight a big battle to stop the shipment of high-level nuclear waste out to Yucca Mountain in Nevada, and Honor the Earth has been working on that for a long time. So you can check out that issue on the Indigo Girls website, indigogirls.com. But thanks for supporting Honor the Earth.
It was our pleasure. You have got so many guitars. I was just talking with Sarah outside. She was kind of peeking in on sound check. She's like, they got so many guitars. What's up? You got a mandolin here tonight? Everything.
Yeah, we got bouzoukis and mandolins and banjos and guitars. And it's an acoustic, you know, show, frenzy. Yeah, we just, you know, over the years, we've collected them. I still have guitars I had in high school. So I'm still playing those, too. And just they kind of build up. Before you even know it, you know.
It's kind of like a fine wine. Do they become seasoned with age?
Some of them become seasoned, and some of them suck after a while. which is like wine, I guess. it is like wine.
Very good. Amy, Emily, again, thank you for making The River's first birthday party such a tremendous success, and I can't tell you how forward we're looking to the show tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your support.
Our pleasure. Amy and Emily, the Indigo Girls here tonight celebrating 1 year of The River. Our birthday bash is at Blue Cats with 100.3 The River.